Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
It's fun having a series of interviews with monster truck drivers. Today, our guest is one of the twins from Washington, the Groth twins, and today we visit with Tyler Groth. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to see you. You and Travis tour the country driving monster trucks. That's a very unique way to make a living.
Oh, it is. I think most children who watch monster trucks maybe don't even know that we do travel the country. And, you know, if you work hard, you can do monster trucks for a living, or racing, or whatever you put your mind to. So we love traveling, meeting new people, seeing new places. So, yeah, we've been all over the United States, Canada, Mexico. We went to Hawaii, Alaska, all just doing monster trucks.
Man, that's got to be a blast, being a nomad and a monster truck driver racing. And you guys are competitive once you get there.
Oh, yeah. It's fun and games during the week, but when we put the helmets on, it's serious business. And we like racing against each other, my brother and I, you know, and whoever wins kind of has bragging rights for the week, but also the other teams. It's some of these guys we haven't ran with before, we don't run with for a while, so you can be like, hey, I beat you here last year, so you better step it up.
Yeah, that's fun. Now, and you made a change from Washington to Laramie, Wyoming, home of my alma mater, the University of Wyoming. Welcome to the Cowboy State.
Yeah, we love it. The families enjoy it, too. Our kids go to school and got a nice shop and more centrally located, so we're not in the corner of the world anymore. We can do a bunch of new cities that we haven't been, so it's been working out pretty well for us. We've been meeting a lot of new fans and on a lot of Nebraska, Colorado shows that we wouldn't normally have done, so we enjoy it being centrally located, and hopefully we can see more cities and meet new people.
Yes, sir. You know, you're very dedicated, not only the miles. You have to work on the haulers. You have to work on the monster trucks. You spend a lot more time working on them than you do seat time.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely driving the semis up and down the road. Always working on those. The trailers. You know, everybody sees the monster trucks, but they don't know. We have to take tires off to put them in the trailer every week. In the trailer, we carry everything we need. We can be gone 2-3 weeks at a time. So we have welders, plasma cutters, engines, transmissions, shocks, everything in the trailer to fix the trucks when we need, either in between shows or even during the middle of shows.
Do you think anybody from any background, whether it be from a large metroplex, a reservation, out on a farm, could set goals and get in this monster truck business?
Oh, for sure. I mean, we didn't have anybody in the monster truck business before, and we just met some people and started working on weekends and helping out where we can, and then started with one truck, and now we're up to four, and we enjoy doing it. I think you just have to be passionate about it, and there's good times and a lot of bad times too, and tough times, but we get through it and we just enjoy it.
You know, when a young child comes to a monster truck, especially a monster truck show, especially if they've never seen one, they won't forget it. It's memorable.
Oh, yeah, it is. We were kids one point, you know, watching monster trucks, all the older guys growing up, and now we get to do it and follow in their footsteps. So we just love what we do. So the fans coming out every week, keep coming and supporting us, and we'll keep putting on good shows.
They love what they do. That's words of our champion, Tyler Groth, one of the twins originally from Washington, now in Laramie, Wyoming, on the road on the monster truck tour. Tyler, thank you very much for your time and especially your talent entertaining America.
Thanks for having me.
Episodes of this program may be heard on randytaylorannouncer.com. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.